It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
Throw it, show it.
You know, we love talking with Tom Lydon. He is the bald guy, as they put it in there. But more than that, he is the head of ETF Trends. If you aren't familiar, check it out. It's ETFTrends.com. Very worthwhile going there. You can follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon. And of course, I am always pleased to have him back on the show. Tom Lydon, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom joins us right now on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that trust has taken a terrible beating on Wall Street and that no advisory relationship works without trust. To start building that trust with a financial counselor, check out HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. Okay, Tom, our ETF of the week is
the Vanguard Dividend. George.
I think we may have lost the ticker in the applause. It is Vanguard Dividend Appreciation, and the ticker symbol is?
VIG.
VIG. And this is all about the dividends, isn't it?
It's right. You know, Chuck, it's amazing when you look back at the historical returns of the stock market. Over 100 years, it's gained 6.2% annually. But 4.2% of that is accredited specifically to dividends. So we don't talk enough about dividends these days, but they surely are important, especially considering the low interest rates. You know, the fact that the 10-year is knocking on 1.5% and that you can sit around in an S&P 500 index fund and get close to 3%, it's amazing.
Right now, dividends are sort of the sweet spot for everybody because we've been hearing a lot of folks say they like large cap growth, they like the blue chip names, and of course, you can't get much yield anyplace. So fundamentally, everybody is saying this.
Show me the money.
Right. They're saying, show them the money in the dividend side of things. That said, I've had some guests on the show who believe that maybe we're due for a bit of a turn, that value is going to be what picks up, et cetera. So how does that play in on this? Because on the one hand, you want to capture the dividend, and on the other hand, it's not like investing in a CD where you're going to get steady yield on this.
Well, as you say, Chuck, show me the money. That's what people are looking for. You know, at the beginning of the year, the market tended to be moving along okay, and then we have another correction. In the meantime, while people are waiting it out, they're getting paid for that, and the fact that dividends continue to increase. So out of the S&P 500, 402 of those S&P 500 companies pay dividends. 122 of them have actually increased their dividends in the last year, where we've seen only 3 reduce their dividends. And with default rates continuing to decline, it's a great environment for dividends, especially while you're waiting for the market to get some traction.
What becomes the reasonable expectation somebody should have for an ETF like this?
The expectation is, especially in a large cap, you're going to perform in line with the S&P 500, but part of it, while the market might be choppy like it has been, or even when it's going down, you're getting paid to wait. So for those that are having a certain percentage of their portfolio on the fixed income side where they're not making any money at all, and for the possible threat of what higher interest rates can do to your fixed income portfolio, it's important to think about allocating in the areas where you have higher dividends and maybe not the interest rate risk that you might see on the fixed income side.
How about the allocation you make to a fund like this? Because this is something that can be a core holding, But since we're going for dividend plays, do we tilt heavily? Do we use this in addition to a core holding? What's the proper use of this fund?
Based on your objectives, and again, based on where you are in your life, I mean, it's always going to be different. But for investors that are excited about growth and making money, well, you know you're going to be in something more aggressive or looking at things that are more aggressive when the market's going up. But when the market's going down, this will tend to not give back as much and also pay you that dividend so there's not as much pain. And really today, that's what people are looking for. There are not a lot of expectations about 20% annual returns in the stock market like we saw years ago. Now it's, hey, I just want to be able to hold my own, get some dividends to be able to offset the challenges that we've seen in the stock market and the low yields that are out there today. It's just been pitiful.
Is there downside risk that folks should be particularly worried about right now? I mean, the thing about a lot of big name dividend payers is they do have exposure to the global markets, and right now that holds some measure of danger.
Oh, you're absolutely right. So again, if you're not looking for more risk on the equity side, don't dive headfirst into this. But if you've got some area of the market where you feel you might be more aggressively invested and you don't expect that you're going to continue to see rising stock market returns in the next year or so, here's a way to kind of shift over, get paid, but also have that market exposure that you're looking for without making major shifts to your asset allocation strategy.
You are with ETF Trends, so you are always looking at where you should go. How long does somebody expect to hold this fund? Because this is one of those things that, at least theoretically, your holding period could be forever. What would make you ever change your mind on this?
Well, it sure would. I think something that might change your mind would be a situation where maybe you do see rising interest rates. And if there may be 3-5 years down the road where rates are 2% higher than they are right now. Now you are in a situation where treasuries might be paying you more than what you could get from this dividend. But right now, it's all about dividends. It's all about making money. And here's a great example in VIG.
That's right. It's the Vanguard Dividend Appreciation ETF. It is VIG, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. He is the president of Global Trends Asset Management and ETF Trends, the editor of ETF Trends, at Tom Lydon on Twitter, ETFTrends.com. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thank you, Chuck.
We will be back with the big interview. Don't miss it.